Part 2. You will hear an interview with a man called David Gray who designs eco-friendly houses. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
With us in the studio today, we have David Gray from the Center for Alternative Technology, who is going to tell us something about the house of the future. Welcome, David.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've seen drawings of buildings made 50 years ago that predicted what the houses of today would be like, and they're completely wrong. What makes you think your idea of the future is more accurate?
Well, the drawings of the houses of the future you're referring to were mainly based on imagination. The house of the future my colleagues and I see being built over the next decade or so is based on need and fact.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. We can't go on building houses the way we have been doing because they are simply not efficient enough in terms of the amount of energy they require. So, my colleagues and I believe the best way to make houses more efficient is to use building methods like those that we used in the past.
You mean before electricity was available to light and heat our homes?
Precisely. The main feature of new homes will be that they are built in such a way that heat does not escape so easily, and there will be less energy needed to keep us warm when it gets cold.
And how will this be achieved?
One idea is to build houses of mud and straw and to use natural insulating material like wool from sheep to stop the house getting cold. Outside, the house would have grass on the roof. The house would be warmed up using a boiler or heat from the ground.
I'm sorry to say that this doesn't sound like a house that would last long.
On the contrary, ancient cottages made from mud and straw have survived for hundreds of years, as long as they had a good roof and solid foundations when they were built.
I see. But not all houses would be built like this, would they?
No, as I said, this is just one idea. It would be most practical in the countryside, not in city centres.
You mentioned earlier that your ideas for the home of the future are based on efficiency. Is it only the house itself that is not efficient?
No, our building methods also need to change. At the moment, building techniques not only use huge amounts of energy, but lead to 90 million tons of waste being produced from new construction every year. We simply can't afford to throw so much away.
Apart from saving energy, is there any other feature that needs to be included in the house of the future?
As you know, clean water is becoming a more and more valuable resource, so a system that recycles both rainwater and water used for washing is essential. Again, this will help reduce the amount of a valuable resource that goes down the drain, so to speak.
What about the cost of building eco-friendly houses?
This is one concern that people have about such houses. People want to save the planet, but they want to save money too. At present, the most eco-friendly houses cost between 15 and 30% more to build than a normal one. Of course, the homeowner will get that money back over time by not having to pay high electricity bills.
So how near are we to seeing modern eco-properties in large numbers?
That's a good question. The government's aim is that all new homes should be zero carbon by 2016. Zero carbon, as you know, means using sustainables like solar, wind or geothermal energy to run the home. After that, it plans to build 240,000 such houses every year. Of course, these estimates are dependent on economic factors as well as technological progress.
Thank you for that insight into the home of the future, David.
Thank you. It's been...
Now you'll hear part two again.
With us in the studio today, we have David Gray from the Centre for Alternative Technology, who is going to tell us something about the House of the Future. Welcome, David.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've seen drawings of buildings made 50 years ago that predicted what the houses of today would be like, and they're completely wrong. What makes you think your idea of the future is more accurate?
Well, the drawings of the houses of the future you're referring to were mainly based on imagination. The house of the future my colleagues and I see being built over the next decade or so is based on need and fact.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. We can't go on building houses the way we have been doing because they are simply not efficient enough in terms of the amount of energy they require. So, my colleagues and I believe the best way to make houses more efficient is to use building methods like those that we used in the past.
You mean before electricity was available to light and heat our homes?
Precisely. The main feature of new homes will be that they are built in such a way that heat does not escape so easily, and there will be less energy needed to keep us warm when it gets cold.
And how will this be achieved?
One idea is to build houses of mud and straw and to use natural insulating material like wool from sheep to stop the house getting cold. Outside, the house would have grass on the roof. The house would be warmed up using a boiler or heat from the ground.
I'm sorry to say that this doesn't sound like a house that would last long.
On the contrary, ancient cottages made from mud and straw have survived for hundreds of years, as long as they had a good roof and solid foundations when they were built.
I see. But not all houses would be built like this, would they?
No, as I said, this is just one idea. It would be most practical in the countryside, not in city centres.
You mentioned earlier that your ideas for the home of the future are based on efficiency. Is it only the house itself that is not efficient?
No, our building methods also need to change. At the moment, building techniques not only use huge amounts of energy, but lead to 90 million tons of waste being produced from new construction every year. We simply can't afford to throw so much away.
Apart from saving energy, is there any other feature that needs to be included in the House of the Future?
As you know, clean water is becoming a more and more valuable resource, so a system that recycles both rainwater and water used for washing is essential. Again, this will help reduce the amount of a valuable resource that goes down the drain, so to speak.
What about the cost of building eco-friendly houses?
This is one concern that people have about such houses. People want to save the planet, but they want to save money too. At present, the most eco-friendly houses cost between 15 and 30% more to build than a normal one. Of course, the homeowner will get that money back over time by not having to pay high electricity bills.
So how near are we to seeing modern eco-properties in large numbers?
That's a good question. The government's aim is that all new homes should be zero carbon by 2016. Zero carbon, as you know, means using sustainables like solar, wind or geothermal energy to run the home. After that, it plans to build 240,000 such houses every year. Of course, these estimates are dependent on economic factors as well as technological progress.
Thank you for that insight into the home of the future, David.
Thank you. It's been...
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.